name is Vincent. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Internet Technology. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Most traditional communication media, including the telephone, music and film, define the internet as the birthplace of new forms of communication such as email, SMS, social media and social networks. Internet is a network that consists of the possibility of linking hypertext documents, web pages, video, audio and video content. It offers the possibility to connect hypertext documents and the infrastructure to support electronic mail. The internet is defined as being able to connect to any type of electronic communication medium without the need for a physical connection. The internet is a merged and supported service, and communications technology takes care of global communications services using a technology known as the internet. It is a migration technology in data and computer networking that has developed from electrical and communications engineering. The two A2S courses are designed to help students develop advanced digital architectures that are related to embedded systems and their associated methods. These include wireless sensors and networks that provide network services. Two courses, WICOM and SPTC, give students an understanding of the current wireless technologies used in the latest generation of mobile systems. At the heart of all communication networks, the internet ensures that all information is digitized and accessible to all users, regardless of their physical location. Adequate processing is required for audio and video information transmitted over the network. The internet and other computer networks, most of the information that exists on this planet, are accessible to all. According to a study published in Science by Martin Hilbert, 95% of it is digitized, which triggers a kind of utopian or dystopian perception of our world. At a time of great technological change, people, companies and institutions are overwhelmed by it and feel the depth of change. It is clear that without the internet we would not have seen such a dramatic increase in the amount of information available to us all in our daily lives. In the 21st century, a key field of research was the development of a global network society, which is a society in itself. While the electric network and electric motors were the forms of social organization conceived in industrial societies, the increasingly wireless platforms of the internet and other digital technologies constitute the technological infrastructure of the network societies. These technological systems are an end in themselves, while the network of society is the open form of social organization that mediates the good and evil of humanity. The internet enabled what was called the Global Village. In the 1970s, the Global Network Society of the 1980s and 1990s. The internet was defined as an individual network operated by governments, industry, academia and private parties. Originally it was used to network laboratories engaged in government research, but was expanded in 1994 to serve as a global network for research and education, as well as for businesses, governments and industry. In 1989, computer scientists at CERN Laboratory in Switzerland developed a hypertext-based information system that was to become the World Wide Web. Initially, only academic scientists used the internet as the internet itself, but when the military closed down ARPANET in 1992, a number of commercial organizations offered internet access to the public. The significance of this development lies in the fact that it was the first web browser to offer a user-friendly graphical user interface that could display graphics and images as well as text. The second development was a new version of the WebKit web browser, a graphical interface for web browsers. The basic idea was to develop a method to find documents stored on internet servers around the world, which would be useful for large international laboratories like CERN, which has a large number of visiting physicists and scientists from around the world. The web is a multinational particle research laboratory located just outside Geneva and employs more than 1,000 scientists, engineers, technicians and technicians. Berners-Lee's idea is to use an established technology called hypertext, which creates an associated graphic and makes it work on the internet. It is a software for web browsers, but it is also available for desktop computers. 2 to 3/3 of all web servers are run by the open-source server program Apache, and the source code is distributed as part of efforts to improve the World Wide Web. Internet is a term coined in 1973 by Ethiel de Sola Poole, a reference to the emerging libertarian culture of technology freedom that the Pentagon paradoxically funds for the benefit of scientists, engineers, and students with direct military applications, without benefiting science, technology, or freedom. The Internet was privatized, licensed for commercial and cooperative use, and kept loose under the leadership of the global Internet community. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1039. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.